Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards is on assignment, but Cindy Perlman is with us. She writes for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. As always, this is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Cindy, good morning. So the Met Gala last night, everybody's talking about it. Mile-long gowns, naked people. I saw my new fave, Dua Lipa. What'd you think?
You know, Bob, New York threw a great party last night where we invited... No, but there are many highlights from the Met Gala last night, and the theme was the Garden of Time. So everyone was supposed to have an ode to nature. This was good and bad, but let's start with the bad. Lizzo in a skin-tight corseted gown, beige, hard to pull off. But the weird part was a flower-shaped headdress. It made her look like a walking tulip. Maybe it should be reconsidered, but yeah. And then the other trend, nearly nude, which, you know, I don't think we'll sweep the office anytime soon, but stars like J-Lo and Emily Ratajkowski, they were in nearly nude dresses, meaning it's a little bit of fabric and you better be really careful how you walk on that red carpet.
The idea is to be outrageous, though, isn't it?
The idea is to be outrageous and a photo op, and you're never going to wear these dresses again, so you want to make a splash like Dua Lipa. She was in all black Marc Jacobs, sheer black lace top over a white corset with a large black feather boa and smoky eyes. She looked amazing. Little gossip, her boyfriend, Callum Turner, wasn't there. So, you know, she needed a plus one.
I saw Sarah Jessica Parker, and her hat was, you almost couldn't see her because her hat was so big.
Her hat was huge. It was an ode to her Sex and the City character, Carrie Bradshaw, who wore this weird kind of bird feather hat when she married Mr. Big. So that was her ode to that. And she went with Andy Cohen because Ferris Bueller himself, Matthew Broderick, is one of those husbands who was like, honey, take your best friend. I don't do the Met Gala ever. So you'll never see him out there with her. But she has fun every year with Andy Cohen. And a lot of other weird things from last night, too, a little behind-the-scenes things. For instance, Jessica Biel, who's Mrs. Justin Timberlake, she admitted on Instagram that she bathed in 20 pounds of Epsom salts before the event to slip into her dress. And also, so weird, Demi Moore, who looks stunning, but her dress was made of vintage wallpaper. They repurposed it, so it was eco-friendly. And Demi said that dress made her, quote, want to rumba. So it was light and airy, and she felt really good in it.
Let's get some movie news. Is Top Gun 3 coming soon?
It was inevitable. Top Gun Maverick, a few summers ago, earned $1.5 billion globally. So there were rumors when it ended that they were thinking of another sequel, but then it sort of died down. But now it is heated up. There's a script that's been written. There are rumors they're going to the director from the Maverick movie. And producer Jerry Bruckheimer came out saying that Tom Cruise has already been pitched the story he liked. And even last week, Jennifer Connelly, who plays the love interest, says that she'd love to return to the Top Gun world. I'll be there. I'm ready. So I think that's cool, and especially hoping that they reunite Miles Teller and Glenn Powell, who were so good as the support cast, and John Hamm, too.
It's a franchise. I mean, we may get Top Gun 7 eventually, don't you think?
I think they're going to do the Chicago Air and Water Show eventually. long enough.
We'll look for that. And Bridget Jones is back, right?
This is past the rumor stages. They're actually filming this in London right now. It's the next sequel book, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. Good and bad for fans because Mr. Darcy in the book doesn't make it. He dies and she's single again. And deciding, should I date, should I not date? And by this time, Bridget has two kids. But Renee Zellweger's back as Bridget, and so is Hugh Grant as her friend and nemesis. So that should be good.
And some good news this morning for Gone with the Wind fans. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this was interesting, especially for vintage movie fans. A big Vivian Leigh biopic's in the works. Of course, she played Scarlett, won an Academy Award for it. And Vivian Leigh also won the Best Actress Oscar for playing Blanche DuBois in A Streetcar Named Desire, opposite Marlon Brando. So they're doing a big biopic starring Carla Gugino. You might remember her. She played the mom in Spy Kids. She played that super agent Amanda in Entourage. Really good actress. And it will focus on Leigh's life and career and how she struggled with bipolar disease. There was a little bit of talk about some of her more angst-ridden scenes she took to heart, especially on Streetcar. And it drove her, you know, a little bit into dealing with bipolar.
That's going to be interesting. In the music news department this morning, Keith Urban and Lainey Wilson have a song out. Go Home With You. Sounds pretty good. What do you think, Cindy?
I think I played it about 10 times yesterday, driving people insane. So I love this song, and I love that Keith Urban, who hasn't had an album out since 2020, his album The Speed of Now, this is his next album. So people are really waiting for this. Comes out this fall, and also he just announced yesterday that he's doing another Vegas residency, this time at the Fountain Blue. Bunch of dates in October and Valentine's Day next year. So for people who love Keith Urban, and it is a great, great show. Even if you're not a country music fan, I dragged some people to it, and they were like, oh, Keith Urban. And they walked out going, okay, I love Keith Urban now. So yeah. Give him a shot. But I can't wait to hear the rest of this album. There's a few singles he's dropped, not just this one. You guys should check them out.
And that's a good pairing with Lainey Wilson. Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
A Jedi at the White House, the sale of Paramount, and the Kentucky Derby. The topics of the late night monologues. Here are some highlights courtesy of Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and we start with Seth Meyers.
Star Wars actor Mark Hamill visited the White House on Friday and referred to President Biden as Joby-Wan Kenobi, though I'm not sure how helpful it is to compare Biden to a ghost. Judge Juan Merchan ruled today that former President Trump violated his gag order for a 10th time and warned that he will put Trump in jail if he has to. Please, you think Trump is scared of jail? That place is full of mobsters and white supremacists. He'll walk into jail the way Norm walks into Cheers. Walt Disney World is set next month to exhibit dozens of former President George W. Bush's paintings. Ugh, as if my kids weren't already begging for me to take them. And finally, Southwest Airlines has launched a new promotion called Wanna Go Wednesdays. But as any Southwest customer knows, just because you want to go doesn't mean they're going to go.
Turning to business news, this network is for sale if anyone's feeling shoppy. After recent exclusive negotiations expired, Paramount Global's sale process is now wide open. That's right. One lucky buyer could get all the Paramount properties, the FBIs, the CSIs, Blue Bloods, the Sheldons, old and young, all could be yours if the price is right. Oh, you also get the price is right. But act fast, because as of this weekend, Sony is in talks to acquire Paramount. Of course, at this point, the negotiations have started, right? So nobody knows what's going to happen. But just in case, I have a message for my potential new bosses at Sony Pictures Entertainment. Hello, beloved new parent company. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to listen to some quality music on the go, thanks to my Sony Walkman.
It is Teacher Appreciation Week. And it is also National Nurses Week. I just want to say, whether you're someone's teacher, someone's nurse, or both, thank you for all that you do. Thank you. Well, this is very exciting. Over the weekend at the Kentucky Derby, Mystic Dan won the race in a thrilling photo finish by a nose. By a nose, yeah. After the race, the second-place finisher, Sierra Leone, was really passive-aggressive about it. He was like, I guess I would have won if my nose was as big as Dan's. Over 20 million people watched the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, it was so popular, Netflix is already working on the roast of Mystic Dan. And finally, Equinox is launching a $40,000 membership aimed at helping people live longer. You don't even have to work out. Just look at the price and your heart rate goes way up.
I like Stephen Colbert with a Sony Walkman last night.